Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We have somewhat of a confusing gospel today. We have to ask, what's going on here? Does St. John the Baptist have short-term memory loss, or what's up? If you remember a few chapters before in the Gospel of Matthew, there's the beautiful scene of John baptizing in the River Jordan. And in the distance, he sees someone coming. It's beautiful. We have the light shining through this window right now. But he points, as it blinds me, and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." The longing of the prophets for 4,000 years in that very moment was fulfilled. St. John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, points out the coming Messiah. Here he is. You have to wait no longer. Salvation has come. And yet, he's asking the question, as he's sitting in prison, in the darkness of a cell, which is damp, cold, and musty, he sends two of his disciples to ask, "Are you the one?" We have to ask, what's going on here? St. John, what are you trying to teach us? You know, you are the greatest of the prophets. You pointed out God made man coming towards you. You baptized him. You saw the heavens open. You saw the dove come down and heard the voice of the Father. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And yet you're still asking this question. But St. John the Baptist is trying to teach us something here. He is not the Messiah. He clearly teaches us that. He says, "I must decrease and Christ must increase." He's like a road sign on a hiking trail which points, "Go this way. You haven't arrived yet." That's St. John the Baptist. He's a road sign. He's more than that, but he points us to Jesus Christ. And when he sends the two of his followers to go see and hear Jesus, he simply teaches us, go to Jesus. In every aspect of our life, to go to Jesus, to seek him out. Today, this Sunday, we focus on the virtue of hope. The coming of Christ on Christmas. Yes, it's going to be a great feast, but also the comings of Christ in our lives. When he comes to us at Holy Mass, on our altars, as he comes to us and remains with us in the tabernacle, when he comes to us and forgives us our sins in the sacrament of confession, and in our prayer, when he comes to us when we call upon him, when we're lonely, when we're sad, when we're overcome with grief, in anger, or despair, or suffering, or hardships. Just like St. John the Baptist, in prison, suffering for love of his cousin, for love of his family member. And he sends them to Jesus. He couldn't go to Jesus, but he hoped. He had that great desire to hear of the beautiful things his cousin was doing. And he wants nothing more for us than to experience that fulfillment of that desire when we go to Jesus. In a practical way that we can do it is when we come to adore our Lord. We know he's there by the virtue of faith. and we should ask him to increase our faith. Just as St. John the Baptist knew that he was the one, he wanted to receive that news to increase his love for Jesus. In the same way, our faith, if it's not strong, if our faith is weak, we should ask for him to increase it. And when we go to adore our Lord, to pray a prayer that's not so much asking many things, that's not so much saying a lot of things, but a prayer which is loving in many things. Being with Jesus, adoring Jesus, saying, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I thank you for that, the gift that I am wonderfully created in your image and likeness. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for the way in which you come and break into my life to melt the hardness of my heart and to put the sweetness of your love and mercy there. So this weekend, as we in joyful anticipation wait the coming of Jesus on Christmas, to flame into fire that beautiful desire that St. John the Baptist had, to have a heart that waits for Jesus, that longs for Jesus, and that is burning with love of Jesus. So to go to him, St. John the Baptist shows us the way. And today we're blessed to have with us at Holy Mass, St. John the Baptist. His relic is on the altar. That a piece of his body, of his bone, which he has left behind. And it reminds us when the saints are with us on the altar at Mass by the relics, that they're even more close to us spiritually. When the veil between heaven and earth is torn in two, we hear the prayers of the angels singing, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. And St. John is with us here on the altar, praying with us, praying for us, so that we can adore the Lord, so that we can experience the fulfillment of all our desires. Jesus, Emmanuel, God who dwells with us. So today, the light who is coming into the world, the sun who rises at Holy Mass to give warmth to our hearts, come, let us adore the Lord who is coming and has come into the world. And lastly, I'll just give you all a blessing through the intercession of St. John the Baptist. If you'd please stand. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Through the intercession of St. John the Baptist, St. Maria Goretti, and St. Andrew the Apostle, may you know the way which leads to authentic happiness, which is a deep, loving, and lasting relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. May in your hearts the ways be made straight which lead to Jesus. May you know him, love him, and serve him in this world and in the next. And through the intercession of St. John the Baptist, may Almighty God bless us and our families, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.